CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi there, welcome to the Arts Edge. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we will be featuring special days in July. To start things off, I've got a tune in recognition of July the 1st. It's not just Canada Day, it's also Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Who knew? So I've got a tune from Canadian singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan. Off her 1993 CD, Fumbling Toward Ecstasy, here we have Ice Cream. A song in recognition of I Forgot Day, which is July the 2nd and was founded in 1999 by Gay Anderson. The song I have for you is from a singer who is originally from California and relocated to BC back in the 70s. This song is off her 1996 CD, The Best of Sherry Albert. Here we go with She Remembers.
Away dreaming again. was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on a shelf.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the bully little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket.
And that was none other than the hit single from 1960, Itsy Bitsy Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Isn't that fun? The singer of that tune is Brian Hyland, and that was off his 1960 album, Sealed with a Kiss. Gonna keep it going. The next tune I have is a song that was one of my dad's favorites from Charlie Pride. Off the 1971 album, 50 Years of Pride, that tune is Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, but anytime at any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. 'Cause you've got to kiss an angel good morning, and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Hey, SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
This next song is in recognition of July the 7th being Tell the Truth Day, and also to recognize Gay Pride Day and Gay Pride Week coming up in early August. This song is from the eclectic singer-songwriter Cyndi Lauper. I saw Lauper at the Peony, about 5 years ago. She was an incredible performer to see live. So if you ever get the chance to see her, take it. The song is from her 1986 album, True Colors, and the tune is the title track, True Colors. Have a listen.
You with the same.
I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and
The Proclaimers, who I love, off their 1986 CD, Sunshine on Leith, that incredible tune, which you may have remember it as, I think, the title track for the film Benny and June, that starred Mary Lee, Mary Stuart Masterson, Johnny Depp, and Aidan Quinn, and who else? Julianna Moore. It was such a great, iconic, it was such a great movie. A real cult movie. So you want to check that out from the early 80s. Anywho, that song was 500 Miles. Great tune. And now, in honor of July the 12th, which is Etch-a-Sketch Day, I have a great tune. It's not quite about Etch-a-Sketches or about drawing, but it is about colors. Just to note, Etch-a-Sketches were created by French electrician André Cassange in the 1950s, and this toy became a staple of Western popular culture. And did you know that to this day it's still considered to be one of the greatest toys ever made? I had an Etch-a-Sketch when I was a kid, and boy, they were fun. So the song I have for you is off the 2003 compilation CD, Just Because I'm a Woman, The Songs of Dolly Parton. This version of one of Parton's classic tunes that she originally recorded in the 1970s was recorded in 2003 by none other than Canadian Queen of Country Music, Shania Twain. Here we go with Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years I go wandering once again. Back through the seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, and every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed it with a kiss. And my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. shoes in my coat of many colors. I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And I just couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all. Told me why she sewed and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be.
Is Shark Awareness Day. Did you know that researchers estimate that roughly 100 million sharks are killed by humans every year? Being that sharks are older than the dinosaurs, did you know that sharks are the perfect culmination of over 420 million years of evolution? So, in recognition of Shark Awareness Day, I've got the perfect song. Have you guessed? From the 1975 film, a song that was written by John Williams, here we have the Jaws theme song. On July 16th, snake experts the world over celebrate World Snake Day. Although most people are afraid of snakes, most snakes are actually quite harmless. In the world, there are roughly 3,458 species of snakes. That's a lot of snakes. And of that number, only 600 are venomous. And not all of those are venomous enough to kill a person. However, that's about 15% of the snakes that are venomous. I think that's a pretty high number. So, a lot of people are afraid of snakes. I think I'm afraid of snakes. Sometimes when you see a snake, you feel cornered. So, in honor of World Snake Day, I've got a song that's not quite about snakes, but it's about the sense of feeling cornered. This song is from Carla Hahn off the 2019 soundtrack, Glass Castle. Here we have Don't Fence Me In.
Rise. I want to saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
And now, in recognition of July 19th and what has apparently been pegged as World Daiquiri Day, I have a great song. This day was apparently invented by American mining